ABC Radio Melbourne. You're listening to Virginia Trioli.
The ABC 730's done what others haven't managed to. They have found Nicola Gobbo, the so-called Lawyer X, and spoken to her by phone. That report will go to air this evening. This is what she said.
I will always live with the concern that, you can't control what some crazy might do. So there may be a situation where someone tries to do something, a month from now, a year from now, 10 years from now. So there's always going to be a risk, but my greatest fear is the police themselves.
To kill you?
Well, either to kill me or to lead to a position where I am killed.
Nicola Gobbo there. That report will be on 7:30 tonight. Ruth Parker is a partner with Galbally Parker Law Firm. You'll know very well from this program she represented Farah Gorman in getting his murder conviction quashed in relation to tainted evidence provided by Nicola Gobbo. And she joins you now. Ruth Parker, good morning. Good to talk to you.
Good morning.
How does it feel hearing Nicola Gobbo's voice from somewhere far away?
Well, what can I say? I'm absolutely speechless. The snippets that we've heard just indicate a person with absolutely no moral compass regarding what she's done and the active role that she played. I have no idea why she's given this interview, but what is very clear is that if she is capable of meeting journalists and giving interviews, then she's capable of attending and giving evidence at a Royal Commission.
The suggestion has been that she's been too unwell to do that, but this interview gives the lie to that, you think?
Well, I'm not saying she's not unwell, but whether she's too unwell. And I think that people have to reflect that somehow she's become sanctified by the police from any accountability. If anybody else did what she did, they would be going to jail. They would be charged, they would be forced to give evidence, but somehow she is in this position where she's being, I mean, she complains about being isolated. There are accused people who would love to be paid for by Victoria Police to live in a secure location. People who are represented before the Royal Commission who are not her and Victoria Police have to rely on legal aid or pro bono assistance. There is no fund for these people to be represented, and yet she's got the nerve to come out and complain about her isolation. Well, maybe she should have thought about that in 2005.
Do you believe that the relationship is still too close between Nicola Gobbo and Victoria Police?
Oh, look, I think that, the relationship between Nicola Gobbo and Victoria Police seems to be like a bad marriage where nobody can bring themselves to get a divorce. Clearly they're still together. Clearly their interests are in some sense united because neither want to be accountable for what they've done. We've seen a fissure in Graham Ashton's evidence, which is that he acknowledges that the behaviour of Victoria Police was troubling. I would go so far as to say, well, it's illegal. That's what it is. And we've got this kind of saving face between Nicola Gobbo and the Victoria Police in circumstances where we've got a Royal Commission that is here to evaluate exactly what they've done. I just don't think there's ever been a situation like this in the Western world.
We heard from Graham Ashton yesterday. He was in the chair at the Royal Commission. You said you noted what you called a fissure in his evidence yesterday, against that really rock wall of his where he says that he believes he's done nothing wrong. And we might replay a little bit of John's interview with him some time ago where he said that. Do you think then that he came across yesterday as a not credible witness at the commission?
I think that he did everything that he possibly could not to answer the very direct and clear questions that were being asked of him. I think that some of his answers were, in my personal opinion, incredulous. This idea that he didn't know earlier than 2007. But what we have seen...
Which is still 12 years before anyone else found out in the public.
Well, yes, and that's because of him. because the Victoria Police fought tooth and nail all the way to the High Court to keep it quiet so that nobody would ever find out. They were very happy to allow people to remain in prison, including my clients, at the expense of nobody ever finding out that they had done this.
Another curious bit of evidence yesterday that Graham Ashton gave was that he admitted that he stopped keeping notes in his diary for almost 2 years. That coincided with some of Nicola Gobbo's so-called informing period. What do you make of that?
Well, police officers are required to keep notes. It is part of their training. It is also part of making sure that their recollections of events and the records relating to criminal proceedings can be viewed in the future in proceedings. So this kind of decision that coincidentally he decided not to make any notes for 2 years, I mean, it's very transparent to me. If you decide to stop keeping notes about potentially the most inflammatory situation that you've ever encountered, in circumstances where he then went on to fight tooth and nail to stop it from coming out, it's very apparent that, to me at least, and this is my personal view, is that it was a conscious decision to try and avoid any material being available that would lead people to suspect what Nicola Gobbo's role was with the Victoria Police.
Well, I will leave it to the Commission to draw a conclusion from that particular bit of evidence. Ruth Parker, good to talk to you about this. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Virginia.